You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
This one came in on our Facebook page from Emma. And she says, hi, boys in the morning.
Okay. Hi, Emma.
Hi, boys in the morning. My question is it too soon after a month of dating to ask where the relationship is going? I've met a really great guy, and we seem to have hit it off. Even with the pandemic, we've managed to see each other several times. But I want to be sure we're both looking for something long-term. He seems like he's into that, but I told my mom I was going to ask him about it, and she said I was crazy to ask him so early in the relationship. She said, you don't ask that question until at least 6 months, maybe more. Just have fun for now, she said, and don't scare him away. What is the right time to have that talk? Thanks, I really do love my boys in the morning. Well, Emma, we love you back.
It's very sweet of you, little Emma.
So 30 days in, Jeremy, where is this relationship going?
Where do you see us in the future? Where's this going?
What do you think of that?
Boy, it is pretty quick. But if you're feeling it, Emma, why not ask him? Why not? Do you think you're really going to scare him? If you scare him, then he's not that great of a guy, I guess.
Our phone number for people who want to comment on this, we could do a five call says it all. 303-691-1MIX. That's our number. 691-1649.
My guess is you disagree.
I don't think I disagree. Here's my caveat, though. I think you can have that talk if it's not a sit him down and word it like that.
What does that even mean?
Where is this relationship going?
Where is this going?
Because some people will say, well, I'm just in the mood just to have fun, and I'm just looking for a companion right now. And other people would say, I'm looking for a lifelong companion. So there's differences.
I mean, after
I remember somebody many years ago on a first date saying, are you available? And what she meant by that was, are you emotionally available to be in a relationship?
Yeah.
And it was an interest. I'd never had it put to me that way before.
Yeah, that's a different way.
And that was interesting. I never forgot that. And maybe. So I'm wondering if it's the wording.
Like the where is this? Where's it going? I don't another date. I don't know how I would actually answer that. I don't know if I'd be so scared though to talk to the guy. Just talk to him if you really like him and be like, you know, is this going to go further? Because I really like you. I mean, rope that bull, man. Knock him down and tie him up. Like at the stock show. You like him. And who's to say that he isn't feeling the same way and he's too scared to be like, ooh, where is this going? I like this girl. He might be like, hell yeah, thank you for telling me.
I don't want to be cynical.
But you're so good at it.
So I'll just shut up. No, but I don't want to be cynical. However, my first thought is, if she's saying, I need to know if this is something that could be long-term, he could lie through his teeth, right? Because maybe he is just looking for a 2 to 4 month short relationship.
Sure, but then
but
she'll
he doesn't
eventually
want it to end right now. So he'll say, "Yeah, it's a totally possible that something could happen."
Yes, I
because
love you.
Because you can't hold somebody to that.
No, you have no idea if this guy's going to lie or not.
You have to count on honesty. And I guess that's my question for Emma: are you prepared to accept what he says if you have that talk?
Then that should be the first question. Are you an honest person? Okay, second, where's this going?
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Before we go to break, let's take one quick call.
Okay.
Let's say hi to Seth. Seth, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy.
So we're having a good morning. What do you think about Emma's question about is 30 days too soon to be asking where is this relationship going?
You know, when I first heard you guys talk about it, I was kind of like, eh. But then the more I thought about it, if you can't have a tough conversation now, then you're probably not going to be able to have a tough conversation in the future. So,
well, Oh, did we lose? Oh, we're kind of losing you, Seth. If I was the guy and I got that, I would be super stoked if I was hooked on Emma that she even brought that to my attention, because I would feel good, like, holy cow, she really likes me. This could go somewhere.
Well, that's
like, it would make me feel good to get that question.
Point.
She, like, wants to continue.
But I would, the only, Seth, I agree for the most part with what you're saying. However, 30 days is pretty quick. So you're saying, you know, if you can't have that serious talk now, but there are talks that I would never have after 30 days that I would definitely have after 6 months or a year. You really do need to get to know somebody before you lay too much heaviness on them. I mean,
That's true.
I would need to know how many times they've actually gone out and done things in the past 30 days,
well,
I guess.
Well, hold on. Let me go back to her note.
Does she have that in there?
She says, I've met a really great guy, and we seem to have hit it off. Even with the pandemic, we've managed to see each other several times.
Well,
now, what does
go.
Several mean? Five? Eight?
I don't know, but
in 30 days?
Enough to know that she digs this dude, it sounds like.
Seth, what do you gotta get off the fence, man. Is she having the talk or not?
If I was the dude, I wouldn't be afraid of having that conversation. It's not like she's asking her to, like, you know, they're not asking to get engaged or whatever. It's just, hey, are you as into this as I am? And if he's not, then maybe she's looking for that and he's not, and it's not right anyway.
You know, I want to thank you for phrasing it the way you just did. Are you as into this as I
That's
am?
That's a great way of
that
doing
is a
it, huh?
Great. I like that.
Because I'm Seth, loving it. I want to continue.
Thank you for being on the show, buddy. Have a great day.
Bye, Seth.
Yeah, thanks. You guys too. Have a good one.
All right.
Later.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Is Seth right?
The more mature people in the audience, the seasoned citizens listening to our show.
Hey, in about 15 minutes, we'll have your first winning name of the day. Or the $10,000 cash tag. Right now, though, we're talking about this note from Emma. She's known this guy for a month. She says they seem to have hit it off. They have seen each other several times in this month. She says, I want to be sure we're both looking for something long-term. She wants to do the whole where is this relationship going talk. And her mother has said, are you crazy? It's too soon. Don't scare him off.
Okay, Mom. A note came in kind of about the mom situation. Tamara wrote in on our Facebook. She says, why do we always have to have so many concerns and questions right up front? She says, girl, just date the guy and have fun and always have a backup man in case this one doesn't work out. She also says, quit stressing yourself out and never listen to your mother about men. She's old and doesn't know how to have fun. Tamara.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I have to take issue with a couple of Tamara's
old married mom stuck in her ways.
Here's a bigger question. We could ask everybody who calls in this too. Would you rather be player A or would you rather be the person in the backup position? I'm thinking there's a lot of value in the backup position.
Right.
Not as much pressure. Not as much pressure.
You're just there for fun.
I'm the backup.
You're the understudy.
We're going to take a couple quick calls. Diane and TR are standing by. Diane, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So she wants to have the where is this going talk. What do you think?
I think it's okay to have that talk, but I wouldn't phrase it that way. I liked what the other guy said when he said, hey, are you into this as much as I am?
Yeah.
Because then it just...
It's softer, isn't it? It's a softer.
Normal, yeah.
It's smooth.
And,
it's like creamy peanut butter.
Like creamy peanut butter. I only dated my husband for about a month before we really started having serious conversations. And I said to him, I said, look, I dig you. Do you dig me? And he said, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, okay, then.
Let's dig
so
each
then we
other.
Started talking about, I know. So we dig each other.
So you initiated,
and it was
though.
Cheesy, but yeah, it was funny. It was
if you're in love and all gooey gooey, then go for it. I think about a month in,
why
I made
not?
My wife a mixtape, you know, expressing my love.
That's different, though. Mixtapes.
Well, I told her too.
They can be temporary.
What's a mixtape?
Oh,
right. It's kind of like a playlist. But
shut up, Diane.
Also depends on how old she is. Like, how old are they? Is she ready to settle down? Does she want to? It makes it sound like maybe she wants to, like she's really into him, but... Yeah.
She could either be really young and naive about how it all works, or she's quite old and freaking out, like the clock is ticking type situation. Hmm. She doesn't have time to waste, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I was thinking that, and I only saw my husband for, I mean, it was fairly quick, probably about a month. Yeah, it was about 30 days, probably.
And you're the one who initiated that talk, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called us, and I hope you have a great day, Diane.
Hey, you too.
Bye.
Thanks very much. What's a mixtape?
Bye, yay.
I'm going to reach through that.
At least mine was a CD. At least it wasn't an actual cassette.
Oh, that's right. Yours would have been a mixed CD.
It would have been a mixed CD.
Hello, TR. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Hey.
What do you got to say to Emma?
So I'm going to say it's definitely too soon. And the reason why I say that is you know.
Because you're a guy?
Well, no, not necessarily. No, because this is kind of a conversation that helps both parties, right? So I say 90 days, 3 months. It's also the same amount of time a job decides that you're good enough, right? So, you know, 90 days. And, you know, also kind of going out there for the young dudes. Hey, at 90 days, talk to your girl. You know, don't wait for her to bring it up. You know, 90 days, if you're feeling good about it, then,
I got no beef with what you're saying, TR. You know, you bring up a good point about the 90-day, you know, evaluation at work. It's almost like a 90-day warranty on something.
Yep.
Do you want to re-up your warranty? Do you want to...
You want to trade in for a different model or what? That's pretty good.
Of course.
30 days at work, how well do you know your coworkers? I mean, you could be sitting next to an axe murderer at 30 days.
Oh,
you don't
God.
Know. You know, 90 days, you might get a better feel. You never know.
My goodness. At 90 days, you'll know if she's an axe murderer.
Totally.
Totally.
You might find that out at day 36 when she comes at you with an axe.
Truth.
Truth.
Are you dating anybody, TR?
Oh, I'm married 25 years.
Good for you, man.
Who was the first one to bring up the question in your relationship?
It was actually myself. But it was after some time. It didn't just, you know, 30 days. That's short.
Let me
that's
ask you, really, do you remember really how short. Do you remember how you worded it?
Oh,
that's a long
man.
Time ago, I know, but
that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You didn't scare her off. So.
Right. Well, I'm pretty straightforward. So,
you know what you should do is today sit your wife down and ask her, like, where do you see this going?
That would actually be pretty sweet. Well, because we're going to go do like a vow renewal gig. So that might be.
Oh, there
fun.
You go.
Good for you.
That's
that would
adorable.
Be hilarious. Yeah. That would
Where's
be funny for
going?
Anyone who's listening right now. If you've been married for like 10 years, to say, where do you see this going?
Are you feeling good about this?
And then when they like get outraged, you can laugh and just blame it on Dom
it
and
was Jeremy. A joke. Okay. It was a joke.
There were those guys on the radio. TR, congratulations
I will
on your
do that.
Congratulations right. on your quarter century of marriage, man.
Right on. Thank you.
Have
Bye,
a great
buddy.
Day, buddy.
See ya.
Thank you for being on the show. Hello, our listeners.
Yep.
So where did we leave this with Emma?
Where are we going with this?
You know what? I'm going to take TR's advice.
90 days.
I mean, all the calls were great, but the whole 90-day thing makes sense. I mean, and he just very casually said, hey, that's how long it takes for they evaluate your work.
I like that a lot, too. Give it 90 days.
90 days.
90
so in other
days.
Words, Emma, you got... And by the way, Emma, because we know you're listening, in 2 months, you might know without having to ask.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
90 days is not too much to invest in a relationship. If you're waiting, you know, 6 years to figure it out, yes. But three
just,
months?
Have the backup plan, like Tamara said.
What happens in 3 months? They say, March.
Well, they've already been together for a month, so maybe they have 2 months now.
So, yeah. So when we get to May Day.
Yeah.
That's your deadline.
Let
May
us
Day.
Know. Let
May
us
Day.
Know.
May Day. May Day. May Day. Bailing out of this relationship.